New acquisitions have helped ARB Holdings boost its annual revenue by 4.5% to 2.7 billion rand, but headline earnings per share fell 18.8% as the company bared the brunt of a slowing economy. We're joined on the line now by CEO Billy Neesham. Thanks so much, Billy, for your time this evening. So as I say, revenue up 4.5%, but headline earnings per share dropping back 18.8%. Talk us through the pressure on your bottom line right now, because overall you have described this as a disappointing performance.
Yes, it has been disappointing. I think it's never pleasing to go backwards. And despite the economic conditions, we've always actually managed to maintain our revenue or operating profit over time. Certainly the electrical division or electrical wholesaling operation was impacted by the lack of infrastructure spend and challenges with Eskom projects and electrification projects. So, yes, we are disappointed from that perspective. In the lighting division, we've bedded down the first 6 months of the Radiant acquisition, which does come with costs. We anticipated to make a loss in that division during this first quarter in the Radiant part of the acquisition. But we managed to at least break even on that transaction. So that was pleasing.
Yeah. As I said right at the top, Billy, it's more so your new businesses, Craigcore and Radiant, supporting the growth that you have seen over this period. Is that what you need to do, grow acquisitively through the down cycle?
I think there are certain acquisitions that we do need to make, but certainly a focus from the group point of view for the next 6 months to a year is to bed down these acquisitions to get the real value out of them. It's one thing to grow the turnover. We just got to get it through to the bottom line.
Yeah. How much scope does your balance sheet afford you to pursue, an acquisitive strategy? Because over this period, the decrease in interest coming as a result of cash utilized to finance your Radiant acquisition together with the cost of Lord's View property development too.
We still remain cash generative, and that's hence why the board of directors had no hesitation in continuing to pay a dividend. We also have an ungeared balance sheet, so we have access to bank facilities and an ungeared property portfolio that we could gear up in terms of doing any acquisitions.
Yeah. I ask the question because, of course, it's within this constrained environment where, as you alluded to right at the top, we've had a tepid economic growth and lack of infrastructure development amongst the key challenges you've had to mitigate against. Your electrical divisions performed particularly poorly with a 33.7% drop in profitability. What markets do you chase, given the fact that your indirect supply of overhead products to Eskom has declined substantially? What starts filling the gap that Eskom's left?
Well, over the last 4 years, the decline in the Eskom spend has actually been noticeable. So we've seen the Eskom-related revenue decline from 25% of our revenue to down below 15%. Mm-hmm. So in the interim, we've obviously we've very, very diversified market in the electrical industry. So we into contractors of all net sizes in the construction industry, which has also taken a knock in the last year, into parastatals, which there are challenges with payments. So it's a wide spectrum that we can actually approach. You must remember that nearly every single project requires electricity of some form. So there is opportunities. It's just really a matter of trying to capture as many of them as possible.
Of course, this with competitive pressures having increased substantially as trading opportunities reduce. What impact is that having on your margins? Because one wonders to what extent you have room to improve when it comes to competitive advantage on that end.
Certainly over the last year or the last couple of years, as the market has shrunk, there have been the same number of competitors chasing a shrinking market. So it has definitely put pressure on the market, on the margin, sorry. So from our point of view, we just have to make sure that we can stay close to our customers and get the right opportunities to expand and have that relationship that we get a second bite of the cherry.
Yeah. Your lighting division has been supportive. Revenue up 29.3%, while operating profit declined 22.9%. Is that a sales growth that you've seen sustainable moving forward on the importing side of your business? Because rand weakness that's now started to filter through would become more of a feature, one would assume, impacting pricing points in a constrained consumer environment.
Certainly it has room to grow. That is really where a large portion of the Radiant revenue sits, and likewise all the restructuring costs in the first 6 months sit in that arena. So we've done a lot of the hard work in terms of the merging of the two operations. Certainly we see a little bit more expenditure coming through in the next 6 months as we consolidate the Johannesburg operations of Eurolux with the Johannesburg operations of Radiant. But we hope to see benefits coming through from January next year in terms of now having a proper operating entity and getting all the efficiencies and economies of scale.
Let's leave it there. Billy, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of ARB Holdings, Billy Neesham.